This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Former U.S. President Donald Trump continued refuting the 37-count indictment filed against him as baseless Saturday during an appearance at a Republican convention in North Carolina. Trump's remarks echoed those he made earlier at another Republican convention in Georgia Saturday. In North Carolina, Trump continued the theme that the charges against him were politically motivated.
The baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. I think it already is.
The Associated Press reported Trump's speech included allegations that either contradicted or were not confirmed by reporting by the news organization. At both events, Trump cast his indictment by the Department of Justice as an attempt to damage his chances of returning to the White House as he campaigns for a second term. There's no evidence to support Trump's allegations. The Justice Department maintains that all its investigative decisions are made without regard to partisan politics, and Biden has said he would not get involved in the Trump probe. Even in a crowded campaign field, the vast majority of Republican presidential candidates have offered support to former President Trump and criticism of the indictment against him. His closest rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, while campaigning in Oklahoma Saturday, did not mention Trump by name but decried what he called the weaponization of the federal bureaucracy. Central Florida University political scientist John Handley found it interesting that Trump's rivals are so far coming to his defense.
It does seem very upside down from the standpoint of you'd think campaigns would operate. Your opponent being indicted on federal charges for having these very serious documents in his possession, you'd think that other people, his competitors, people who want the nomination,